We are wrapping up a beautiful autumn day across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures this afternoon are running above seasonable levels, and it's been quite bright through this afternoon. Conditions will stay clear through the first part of the night, and then we'll see some changes come in as the storm system approaches for tomorrow. So we have a damp day in the forecast for tomorrow, and after that, the remainder of the work week looks to be generally quiet. On the weather map this afternoon, we have high pressure that is positioned over West Virginia. To the southeast of that, an area of weak low pressure is developing along the Carolina coastline, and to our west, there's a cold front positioned over the Great Lakes. Moving through the next several hours, things will stay quiet, but as that low pressure area off the Carolina coast drifts to the north, we will see clouds increase as the night moves along, and by the second half of the night, there is the chance that showers will work in, especially south of the capital region. For the rest of us, we're looking at dry conditions through the night. Overnight lows will be on the cold side, running mainly in the 30s, though some 20s will be possible, especially across the higher elevations of northern New York and also Vermont. Now, as we work into the day tomorrow, that low pressure area will track to our east, so we will keep it mainly cloudy through the day, and showers are likely at times as the day moves along. So have your umbrella ready tomorrow, and also a jacket, as temperatures will be on the cool side, running mainly in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Tomorrow night, we will still have some lingering showers under mainly cloudy skies. Temperatures will drop to around 40 degrees. And then on Wednesday, that storm will pass. And then we have that cold front in waiting off to our west right now. That's going to work in our direction with a rather vigorous upper-level disturbance. So we'll still have some clouds around on Wednesday, and there is the chance for at least a few passing showers, though most of the day looks to be dry, and then it will turn brighter and fairly comfortable, still a bit above normal, as we work through the rest of the work week. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, increasing clouds, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, and highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, increasing clouds, low 28 to 36. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, with highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, becoming cloudy, showers developing after midnight, low 36 to 44. Tomorrow, cloudy, with showers likely, highs in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, in the Berkshires. Tonight, increasing clouds, lows in the middle 30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, with showers likely, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. Region-wide on Wednesday, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance of a passing shower, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s, and on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, high 48 to 56. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.